Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.
Choosing a sponsor within eXp is such a big decision to make because you do not want to choose the wrong one. I highly believe that choosing the wrong eXp family can be a detriment and put you back in your business by a lot. And on the flip side, choosing the right sponsor will just catapult you and your business. Chances are, if you clicked on this video, you are looking to join eXp. Now you just don't know which sponsor, which eXp family tree to join. I'll cover exactly that in this video. My name is Allie Garcet, or Allie the Agent on all social media. I went from being a part-time real estate agent to a full-time real estate agent. Prior to me being an agent, I was actually a special agent in the Air Force, where I did that for a decade, and I was making pretty good money. I was making $120,000 a year, had great benefits because I was active duty, but I was not fulfilled, and I wanted to have more autonomy over my life, where I got to live, what I wanted to do with each day, how I got to spend it, surrounding myself around maybe different people, and I really felt that there was just a better, bigger purpose for me. So I got my real estate license and I told myself I was not going to go all in until I knew I could make enough money and that I liked it. So my first year of me being a real estate agent, I was part-time because I was still active duty Air Force. I was still traveling for the Air Force. I was going all over, handling a lot of cases, but I did 20 transactions in my first year. And I attribute all of that to the eXp family that I joined. My biggest goal for being an agent when I first got started to leave to decide when will it be a good time to go full time was if I could make as much as I was making in the Air Force, if I could make that much as a real estate agent, that at that point I knew that I could do it. And if I liked it, that's what I would do. So I was making $120,000 in the Air Force and I made that as a real estate agent, not in 1 year, but in 8 months. I worked my butt off though. That did not come easy. That was not, oh wow, you got so lucky. I worked for it. And in other videos on my channel, I go over exactly how I reverse engineered my goal into giving me my specific number of 6 conversations every single day in order to achieve that. But that's beyond the point. Actually, I'll get into a little bit of that later in this video. So at that point, I made more than what I was making in the Air Force as a real estate agent. So I liked the Air Force after a decade of duty. And my first year of being a full-time real estate agent, I did 44 transactions. This is as a solo agent. And I made way more than I thought that I ever would. And again, this is not me being lucky. This is me doing the exact steps, having the discipline every single day to do what I'm supposed to do based off the guidelines and the mentorship, the training that I've gotten from my eXp sponsors. And I say sponsors because you can only have one, but it's all about their upline. It's great if you find one good sponsor, but if their sponsor doesn't do anything, if that person's sponsor isn't helpful, then you're building your entire business based off of one person that you hope will be helpful to you throughout the remaining time of you being a real estate agent. In our community, everyone in the upline is there, is helpful. You can reach out to them and get guidance from them at any time. So here are the 5 tips that I have for you that I used as a blueprint in order for me to choose the best eXp Realty sponsor. Back when I was still considering which brokerage to even join when I was interviewing around, I quickly realized that eXp was the one for me because it was cloud-based. I didn't have to go into an office. I could work from home. And knowing that I was going to be moving, I didn't have to then leave my license, leave the office, and then go find another similar office, brick and mortar, in person, hope that it was the same culture. None of that. I can move as many times as I want. I don't even need to be in this area. I can sell homes from across the world, still have the same resources. No one's asking me to have my butt in a seat and cold call. No one's wondering where I am. I didn't want any of that. So that's why eXp I knew was the one for me. Then within eXp, it was a matter of which family, which eXp sponsor should I choose as my sponsor. You can only choose one. And if you make a mistake, then you would have to leave eXp Realty, the entire brokerage, for 6 months and a day, and then reapply to eXp with a new sponsor. And as you know, taking 6 months off at a different brokerage can really put you behind. So do not make this decision lightly. The first thing I was looking for in an eXp Realty sponsor was are they experienced? And further than that, not just are they experienced, are they where I want to be? A lot of agents just talk the talk and they're like, oh, I'm top 1%, I'm top 2%, you know, whatever it is, which is fine. But are they living the life that you want to live? Are their goals the same goals as yours? Do your values align? And again, hopefully you're not just relying on just that EXP sponsor, that one person. Are they part of the EXP family, the whole community, where everyone's values are the same? A big piece of our mindset at Five Pillars is that we're looking to retire early. We're looking to make as much money as we can so that way we can put all of that into investing and therefore make work optional. I have about 3 years left, I'm pretty sure, before work is optional for me. If I really, really worked hard at it, I can know that I could do that next year. But I'm also trying to enjoy life too. So, but that's a community that I joined. I joined a bunch of prior military members that were all investors first. And since then we've grown and not everyone is an investor first and not everyone is military. But we all have the same mindset of, hey, we're working hard so in that way we can live the life that we want to live in a year or two. We all have a big abundance mindset and we're here to help out other agents within our own community. That's what we're about. So as I was looking at different EXP sponsors, I was wondering, where is their business coming from? Do I want to get business in the same way that they're getting business? For example, I do not cold call. Had I joined a brokerage that forced me to cold call, I would have quit. I would have thought that I was a terrible, shitty agent. However, social media is my shit. In-person military appointments, briefings, etc., that's my shit. 87% of my business ended up coming from social media. So that's exactly what I teach to my real estate agents. But if social media is not for you, that's okay, because that's what the upline is for. If you decide to name me as your sponsor, I can teach you all the social media things. So can my sponsor, who is Shelby Johnson. At one point, she had 80 rental properties. And her sponsor, Ruben Garcia, who will be reaching out to you as soon as you join, he focuses so much on a text message play. He's not about phone calls. Neither is Shelby, neither am I. He focuses on warm leads, the warm pool of the communities that you're already a part of. Church, the grocery store, karate, taekwondo, your work, any after-school activities that maybe your kids do. You are a part of so many different pools, is what we call it, and there is money in each and every one of them. Ruben Garcia is out in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He used to be the CEO of Keller Williams in Fayetteville before, of course, that entire crew went from Keller Williams, moved over to EXP. And then his sponsor is amazing, Micah Marua. She's a business owner. She owns restaurants. She lives out in Puerto Rico. And she's really big in the agent attraction, but huge, great resource to have. She was actually agent number 300 in all of eXp Realty, which at this time we have about 90, 95,000. She was 300. So she super knows the model. She knows if there were ever any agents that you wanted to sponsor in, hop on a call with her. And she can explain the model and answer that person's questions. The list goes on. The point of this is to just make sure that the person that you want to name as your EXP sponsor is where you want to be, has already achieved the goals you want to achieve, because how are you going to learn and do 20, 40 transactions from someone who's done 5, 12, 17, 25? And even if they have, what is their upline like? Talk to them before you make a decision. That's exactly what we do every single day. I have agents that have joined me. They're like, hey, I think this person might be interested in joining EXP. They're asking a couple of questions. Can you jump on a call and explain to them if it may be a benefit to them? And I'm like, hell yeah, I do this all day, every day. I love it. Well, I also sell houses too. I love that too. And the reason that they do that, the reason that I am giving back so much to the agents that have joined me in my group, is that everything that I offer, they will get, no matter how many agents removed. The way that our group operates is that all of my resources, my trainings, my real estate Bible, everything that I offer is available to everyone that names me as their sponsor, as well as anyone in my EXP family or EXP downline. Same goes for everything that Shelby offers, who is my sponsor. If you join me, you get everything that Shelby Johnson offers. If you join me, you get everything that Ruben Garcia offers. If you join me, you get everything that Micah offers, so on and so on. Now, question number two is, do I have access to them? A lot of agents will name someone as their EXP sponsor, thinking that they'll have a lot of direct access to them. And in fact, they don't. At some point, people get too busy. For example, if you text them, if you reach out to them and they don't respond, that might be a sign that they're a little bit too busy. So you want to make sure that if you're going to be naming someone directly as a sponsor, that they're going to text you back, that they're going to set up a call, that they're leaning into you as much as you are leaning into them. Because it's a partnership. That's all this is with eXp, is it's a partnership. Which eXp family, which eXp crew offers the resources that I want to be a part of, and let's do business together. Direct access to your eXp sponsor is everything. Number three is pretty similar. I already touched on it a little bit with number one, but what is their upline like? Have you spoken to them? What do they offer? Like I mentioned before, there are agents that have joined me, named me as their sponsor, and they have other agents that are considering switching over from Keller Williams or whatever it is to eXp. And they're like, hey, can you jump on a call? Can you do a Zoom call and see if this would be a good benefit to them? Absolutely. Not only do I just talk about eXp on that call, I'm talking about you or them. I'm talking about what their goals are. So let us pretend I'm talking to you. You know, I'm going to ask you exactly what your goals are, because everyone's goals are different. Not everyone wants to do 40 transactions a year. Not everyone wants to make $400,000 a year, and that's okay. That's exactly why I asked that. Maybe your goal is to just make enough in order to spend the majority of your time at the beach. Love that for you. Let's make that happen. So that entire call, well, 90% of that call is about you, your goals, what you're looking to do. And then I help you reverse engineer that and then think about different pools and lead generation strategies to get you there. Even though the call technically is about, you know, should I join you guys with eXp? You're going to be leading with a lot of tactical information that you can implement in your business that day. That's my value that I bring to you. Number four is the blueprint. Does that eXp sponsor or their family offer you the blueprint to success? Of course, you have to think about what your goals are to then determine and define what success looks like to you. But I'm talking to a lot of agents every single week that where I'm asking them, you know, if they like their brokerage, what their mentorship is like. And they say, oh, my broker is great. We're in a small boutique brokerage. And I just love that they answer my calls. You know, they answer my calls whenever I have any questions. And I'm like, that's the bare minimum. You know, how are you struggling? How are you doing two transactions a month when you could be doing a lot more? How are you only doing two or maybe like five transactions a year? Yet you say that you're in a great brokerage because your broker answers the phone call. That's a bare minimum. To make sure that you're choosing the right group, you want to make sure that they're offering you the blueprint to success, which ties into point number five, which is checklists, the trainings, the mentorship. By joining our crew, I give you the entire blueprint for seller checklists, the entire blueprint for buyer checklists, and for referrals. Starting with, how do you even find a buyer? How do you even find a seller or a listing? What to do as soon as you get that appointment, all the way through every single step of the transaction, post-closing, and then follow up to make them a repeat client. There is no reason you should be recreating the wheel. I have the checklist for you. And going deeper on training, eXp Realty as a whole, the worldwide brokerage, has 60 hours of training every single week, which is great. They have phenomenal training. If you want to schedule a one-on-one call with me to see if I would be a good sponsor for you, we would be a good fit, shoot me a text. Let's schedule a call. Text the word partner to 520-341-2552. That call is going to be around 45 minutes to an hour long. It's going to be all about you for the first 40 minutes. In the last like 5 minutes, I'm going to talk about more so what we offer, what exactly it's going to look like once you partner with us, because you're going to have Ruben reach out to you to set up that business one-on-one development call. He has an entire flow of trainings, one-on-one mentorship to get everyone started, take advantage of them. I'm going to be giving you all the links to what I offer, what Shelby offers, what Ruben offers, what Micah offers. We offer so much. And guess what? It's all for free. You're not joining any sort of team. It's not a formal team. This is a community of agents that want to build real businesses and make work optional. I'm not going to pressure you. And like I said, I am going to give you some tactical tips to help you in your business. We do things differently from any other group that I've ever seen within eXp Realty. We offer so much for free. You do not pay us a dime ever. So book the call with me. Text partner to 520-341-2552. Find me on Instagram, Allie the Agent, and I'll see you on the next video.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.